Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL draft stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. You folks know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure if you miss them live. And today we're going to be joined with the Charlotte standout, Alex Highsmith, and I saw him down at the Shrine Game. And we spoke, and, you know, when you're down there, it's all about business. It's all about, you know, getting your practices and getting your rest. And then, you know, he was obviously off to the combine. So we reached out to him now, and we're going to bring him on the show and share him with you today. But with that said, Alex, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's going good. Thank you for having me. It's going real good.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by. I mean, it's been a busy last few months for you. Have you finally had a chance to exhale and look back and think about this wild journey as you make your path towards the National Football League?
You know, it's kind of like you said, you know, it has been a wild, long 2 months. But, you know, it's been an awesome wild 2 months. You know, this whole process has just been amazing. Being able to train up in Exos in Arizona to just prepare for the combine and having the opportunity to go to the Shrine Bowl game was just so awesome. So I'm just thankful for this whole process so far. But kind of like you said, right now it's kind of a little time to exhale, you know, especially with everything going on. But, you know, I'm still grinding, still getting my work in. But right now I'm back home. So just really spending some good time with family and just excited for what's ahead. You know, I don't know how everything's going to work out with all this going on, but, you know, it's just excited for it all.
Yeah, you know, and the weird thing, about, I mean, you know, having you on, you know, everything you've been able to do these past few months is such a benefit now because teams have such, you know, inability to, you know, go to pro days and do all those extra workouts. So, I mean, they got to know you, you know, in person down at the Shrine Game. They really got to know you at the combine. So, I mean, all these arrows are pointing in the right direction. And I thought your play at the Shrine Week was fantastic as well. I mean, I think you really are putting your arrows in the right place as we move forward. That athleticism, that ability to do what you do, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, I mean, backyard football, whatever you were doing, were you the better athlete at a very young age?
You know, at a very young age, I felt like I, you know, was a better athlete, you know, because, you know, I love doing Pop Warner and Pee-wee, and of course, I played backyard football as well, but, you know, it's really probably like the end of elementary school, or really middle school is when, you know, it kind of fell off for me, you know, I fell into video games a lot. You know, I didn't really care about sports as much. So I was really had to change my habits midway through high school to you know, if I wanted a chance to play college football or do sports at a collegiate level. So, but, you know, growing up, you know, I felt like, you know, I was a good athlete, you know, just really enjoyed playing, and I still do. But it's kind of around that middle school level when, you know, kind of fell off a little bit. But, you know, like I said, just being a younger athlete, I felt like I was a good athlete for sure.
Definitely. Once again, Alex Highsmith, the standout from Charlotte, kind enough to join us here on the C2P and talk a little NFL draft. This young man is about a month away from finding out where he's going to play at the next level. So kind of take us into it. You know, you get to Charlotte, you know as well as anybody, you know, no matter what level, D1, D2, D3, you arrive on campus. It might not go your way, but for you it obviously went beyond what, you know, I mean, it just went fantastic. When do you get the real sense, Alex, that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can, you know, allow you this possibility to play on a Sunday and earn a living? I mean, do the coaches say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We don't see a guy like you too often. You have great games against great players. And when does it really sink in for you?
Yeah, I think it was really after my junior year. You know, my redshirt junior year was the first year that I started and ended up being a first-team all-conference player and had a lot of tackles for loss. You know, after that year is really probably, you know, when I saw it as a real possibility to be able to go to the NFL. And then this past year, you know, just under coaching staff and Coach Hilly brought in Coach West to bring in their defense. We played a 4-2-5 this last year, which really helped me to, you know, have freedom on the edge and really be able to get a lot of sacks. You know, Coach West taught me so many things about pass rush that really helped me take my game to the next level. And so just thankful for it all, you know. Like it was probably around that time, and also last summer too, you know, I was getting calls and texts from agents, you know, starting to meet with them. I was like, okay, you know, this is really real now. So that's probably when I recognized really after my junior year and just throughout the whole year of 2019, I was like, yeah, this is definitely a possibility. So I'd always, you know, envisioned this since I got to Charlotte as a walk-on in 2015, but, you know, it really started to become a reality last year.
It is, and you've done a fantastic job of developing yourself. I got to ask, I mean, you are that edge guy. You're that sack guy. I mean, what's your favorite way? I always consider you guys like dunk artists. You got your signature dunk. You got your signature sack move. I mean, what's your favorite way to get to the quarterback and bring them down?
My favorite ways are probably for outside moves, cross chops. So, you know, I've been watching that move. It's really perfected by Dexter Lawrence and Yannick Ngakoue, you know, two guys in the league that I like to watch do that move. It's definitely a weird-looking move, but, you know, it works, and I'm going to keep trying to perfect it and keep working at it. And when it comes, it's kind of like a hop-through if you watch my strong ball. It was just watching them. So that's probably my favorite counter move for sure, to be able to go inside.
I love it. And for you, I mean, these scouts know you inside and out. I mean, you're not going to the combine and these guys don't know everything about you. But, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you, Alex? I mean, if they're in that film room, you're breaking down tape with them. What are those intangibles, those qualities that you bring off the edge that they're going to fall in love with?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think it's just my motor and my effort. You know, that's been something that's been instilled in me my whole life, you know, just because I've always really been an underdog. And so my motor and my effort really helps me to make the plays that I do, you know, because that's something that, you know, will separate you from other guys on film is, you know, how you run to the ball and how you just make those extra effort plays. So I think that's something that I pride myself on is making those extra effort plays and just always having the motor to get to the quarterback. And yes, pass rush is one of my best abilities, you know, but it wouldn't be a good ability of mine if I didn't know how to have a good motor or good effort. So that's something you can't really teach, and so that's something that's been instilled in me, you know, ever since I started playing football, and like me being a walk-on too. It's just part of that walk-on mentality that I have to always have a great motor and great effort.
Yeah, and it's surprising. I mean, there's something about walk-ons, and granted, I don't know how many walk-ons, but they're at least to come on our program. You'd be shocked by how many guys are walk-ons. It really, you know, like Clayton Van. I mean, there's so many guys I could name off the top of my head. Chris Maragos. I mean, just lots of guys that, you know, there's that underdog, that pit bull, if you will, that mentality of, you know, not giving up. It resonates deep within you guys. We ask this. I mean, there's nothing that these scouts possibly can't know about you at this point. But this is your show. They might be listening in. Is there anything that they need to know about Alex Highsmith as we move forward that, you know, maybe they don't see this on tape, but they need to know about it? I mean, could have been the defensive system you ran where you could have dropped in coverage more, made more sacks. I mean, what do these guys need to know if there's anything, Alex?
Well, you know, that I can drop in coverage as well. You know, I didn't really do it as much this year or my junior year as I did in my freshman sophomore year. So my freshman sophomore year, we ran a 3-4. But I didn't start, so I didn't drop as much. But, you know, that's what I want people to know is that, you know, even though I didn't do much on tape, that I can still drop. You know, I feel like I did a good job of showing that when we did our drills at the combine. After we did our D-line drills, we did linebacker drills as well. And so I felt like, you know, I was fluid doing those, and I had good technique with those. So that's something that, you know, I want people to know because a lot of teams are looking at me for outside backers. So I want people to know, you know, that I can set the edge, rush the passer, and drop if I need to.
I love it. And I'm curious. I mean, you come across as a quiet kid, a quiet young man. I mean, when do you flip that switch? When do you become this ferocious guy trying to, you know, take down quarterbacks play after play after play after play?
You know, for me, you know, the reason I'm quieter than other guys, you know, because I try to remain humble. You know, God is blessing with the ability to play this game, you know, just staying humble and giving all the glory to Him is why I play, you know. So it's really easy for me to flip it, you know. I don't talk a lot of junk on the field, but, you know, if it comes, might a little bit. But it's really easy for me to flip that switch because I know, you know, when I get on that field, you know, I've got a job to do. So whenever it's go time, it's go time. So and also in practice as well, you know, having that same attitude and intensity in practice because, you know, if you don't do it in practice, you ain't going to do it in the game. So it's really easy for me to flip that switch for sure.
wonderful stuff. Once again, Alex Highsmith, the Charlotte 49ers standout D lineman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he makes his path again towards its next level. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to this show again if you missed it live or you just want to go back and listen to it at your leisure. Alex, we're almost out of time, but we'd like to have a little bit of fun with you guys before we let you go. I'm going to take a shot with some off-the-wall stuff.
Let's do it.
All right. How about this first one? You said you were training at Exos, one of the finest facilities, you know, for combine prep. If you could be the trainer at Exos for a day, who are you going to pick that used to train you, and what workout are you going to put them through to make them sweat a little bit?
Who am I going to – I'm probably going to put my speed coach, Nick Hill, put him through a little workout. You know, he's such an awesome guy. You know, we joke a lot, you know, with all the guys, and just enjoy having time with him. And so he's such a technician and a guru, so it'd be awesome to be able to coach him one day and joke around and mess around with him. So probably him for sure.
Excellent. And how about this one? You commented Coach Marcus West, you know, assistant coach, D coordinator. You talked about his impact. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach West, and would they do it in front of him?
Coach West? I feel like I can impersonate him a little bit, and some people aren't keen fan. I'm trying to
would you do it in front of him, or is that just something you guys do to joke around?
I do it in front of him. It's funny because he impersonates me all the time. He says every time he comes to me, he's like, "Hello, Alex," because he thinks I sound like that. So I was messing him. I was messing him and stuff like that. So he's funny, but you know, whatever. He always has these sayings. He's like, I won't come down. Whenever, you know, just little things like that when he starts yelling in practice and stuff like that. So that's really something that I give you that I can impersonate him on.
I love it. And then the final one, you are about a month away for the next football journey in your life. I assume you'll be with family and friends, people that mean a lot to you. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
I'd probably say my dad. You know, he can cook on the grill, he can cook inside, and you know, I'll probably definitely want some wings from him. Some of his crab dip would be good too. Some type of vegetables, either Brussels sprout or asparagus, something like that. So, or some type of grilled chicken, whether it's, you know, leg quarters or something like that. So definitely something on the grill. But, you know, I'm excited for that day. And, you know, it's a day I've been dreaming about my whole life. So I can't wait for it to finally come.
Yeah, it has to be a tremendous time and experience. And just think back and your collegiate career is gone. And you got so much to look ahead to. Alex, hey, great career. You guys and your classmates, I mean, you know, the Charlotte 49ers showed up big time this draft season. I mean, you guys really made an impact in this draft class, and can't wait to see you guys continue with that success. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Will do. Thank you. Y'all be safe.
No problem. And once again, that is Alex Highsmith, the standout Charlotte 49er D lineman, D end, edge rusher, Mr. Disruptive behind the line of scrimmage, if you will. Again, this kid, I mean, you know, being able to see him, it's always just fun. You know, being down to Shrine Week or any of the All-Star games, you kind of get to see these guys. You kind of get to talk to scouts while they're watching these guys practice. You pick up these little nits and, you know, crannies. And, you know, he was a guy that we kept circling in our notes. If you guys look past it, our Shrine notes, he was a kid that we just thought had a really hell of a good week, you know, put it bluntly. And he's continued that process. So, obviously, you got him an invite to the Combine. He had a fantastic thing there. And, again, all the arrows were pointing up. So, a big shout-out to Alex for joining us. And best of luck to him as he moves forward. As always, we appreciate you joining the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.